Christian Parenting. Well, aloha, friends, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm so happy to get to hang out with you today, this final Wednesday of the month of January. And I'm wondering, if you have set some resolutions or goals in this new year, how are you doing on those? My husband was just telling me about National Quitters Day, which I believe is like the second Friday in January. And that's the day that most people give up already on their New Year's resolutions. And I know it's hard to stay motivated, right? Especially as we're going to talk about today, when we hit that month of February. There is a February slump that is a universal thing. About a year ago, my friend Leanne and I started chatting about this. And in the homeschool world where we both live, she homeschools four younger kids. This is a topic that comes up a lot. How can we get through this month that can feel so blah? And I know that this isn't just homeschoolers. This is a universal issue. So I invited Leanne to come on and just have this conversation that I think is super relatable and hopefully will be full of encouragement, some practical advice, tips, perspectives, and all of that. As you'll hear, Leanne is actually someone that works with me. She has been working with me for a year and a half doing some strategy work. We talk every day and we have meetings. And so hopefully you're going to get to know her and just feel like you're hanging out with us, having a real conversation over a cup of coffee. And Leanne keeps flipping the mic on me as I'm asking her questions. She keeps bringing it back to me because she's like, Monica, we want to learn from you. So she's super sweet that way. And I just adore her. And I think you'll enjoy getting to know her. So guys, we're going to jump right in. The month of February is going to be packed here. So definitely plan to come back as we are talking love and marriage all month long. We're going to talk about dating, helping our kids through perspectives on dating, as well as some amazing interviews. So it's going to be a really fun month with Valentine's Day right there in the middle. So be sure to come back. And I'll have a few final words to say at the end today. But without further ado, here's Leanne and I talking about that February slump. How can we avoid it? How can we navigate through it? Well, I hope you're encouraged. Hey, Leanne. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited to chat with you, and I'm so excited to get to share you with everybody, with listeners, YouTube viewers, because you and I talk every day, and I feel so natural because we have video chats all the time. Everyone listening, Leanne has been working with me for about a year and a half officially, but we've been friends much longer. She helps me strategize. She helps me with business planning and organizing, and she is like my second brain. I feel like she knows me so well. We've really developed a deep friendship as well. So it's super fun to get to just bring you on here. And why don't you tell people a little bit about yourself and where you are? We're about as far apart as we can get in the United States. So give a quick
intro. We are. Yeah. And it wasn't until I actually traveled to see you in October that I was like, it is so far. I think we've traveled a full 24 hours, but I'm in the northeast of Pennsylvania. So right now it is cold, it is dark, and it's pretty miserable, but we are warm in our house. I am a homeschool mom of four kids at 11 and under to down to four. And so my husband is a worship leader at a church, and I have been working with you for a year and a half, but I always say I like have the best hack is like making friends with people who are a little bit older than me in a different season of life. So when we vox, when we chat, I'm always like, you have to share this. This is so good. So I think that's kind of why this episode took place.
Exactly.
It is. Me nagging.
Totally. No, this came up last February and we started chatting about this whole thing of the February slump, which was probably a new term for me too. But as soon as you brought it up and you're like, you know, people have, this is a thing, right? And I think maybe you were trying to kind of like validate your own feelings or your own struggle. And I, looking back over all my years homeschooling and just doing life, February can be rough. So you brought up last year, you're like, next year, you really need to do a podcast episode about the February slump. And so now that it's the new year, here we are. And I think this is going to be super relatable and hopefully encouraging to everyone listening. So why don't you give a brief description or just tell us what that February slump is for anyone who's like, what are they even talking about?
Yeah. And you know what? It wasn't actually until last year that I'm like, oh my gosh, it's actually a thing. And it's termed the February slump. It has a name. I just thought I had like seasonal depression or I was just like bored of homeschooling in February or a holiday hangover. But really it is a time of year where we're back from holidays. We're like halfway through the year, but there's still so much time till summer. So at that point, I mean, I was in my 6-year I'm in my 6th year now. So it's my 5th year of homeschooling. And I was like, I just thought, I'm like, why do I hate homeschooling right now? Why do I not want to do anything? And then I saw on social media, the perks of social media is it kind of could be normalizing at times, but I was like, oh, this is a thing. So I guess, I mean, I always thought it was a me thing, but it is a thing. So my question for you is what, and this is what I'm like, this is what I want to ask on your Q&A Thursdays is like, is that a thing in Hawaii? Is that something like, is it a Northeast darkness, cold? Is it a homeschool thing or is it an overall person thing?
Right. Okay. Well, first of all, it's always good to remember, I grew up in the Pacific Northwest, which wasn't like as bitter cold as it sounds like the Northeast is, but we had winters and the thing in the Seattle area where I grew up was, it was just gray for months and months and months. So I actually do very much remember. I went to public school back then, but still February was just kind of a sad month. I remember just like sloshing through it. And so, yes, I recall it. And here in Hawaii, I'd say, yeah, I think because we've homeschooled, I have always hit that point where it's just like, we need something to motivate us. Kids get a little bit restless. Here with my boys being surfers, they are in the midst of that good surf season, so maybe a little bit less. But I think the February slump is a thing, and I'm sure anyone out there who works outside or inside the house, you probably face similar kind of challenges where summer vacation seems so far away, holidays are done, kind of the high is over. So I think it's good to acknowledge it. So
do you mind if do you mind if I pick your brain a little bit as homeschool, mom, parenting, all the things? Mm-hmm. Can you recall a story or a time, like when you're in like that February time with your boys, like, I mean, I know you're still homeschooling Levi, but even I think of like moms at the bus stop right now who are probably over it, getting up early, getting out of the house. But do you recall a story when your boys were younger where you're like kind of over it and you want to just be done with school?
Yes, definitely. I have been pondering this as we prepared to chat. And I think that my go-to, and this is just maybe how I'm wired, but I need something to look forward to. And it's funny because Luke is my 3rd son, is a lot like me. And he's told me before, like, mom, if I wake up and I don't have something to look forward to, I get really sad. And so I think we've kind of used that as a tool, like, okay, maybe it's February, maybe summer's far away, but there has to be some things in the near future that we can look forward to. So I think that what I've done is come up with some short-term, smaller wins, things like maybe a field trip, maybe a weekend, something fun, a little, you know, staycation where we get away for a night and go to Waikiki or something. But then also spring break might be coming up for some people. So what could you start to plan and get excited and talk about and really chat it up with the kids to help people get focused on that? So I think looking forward to something is helpful. How about you? What did you do last year to help you get through?
Well, last year, I feel like I was just like, oh my gosh, this is a thing. How do I get out of it? I need to stop it. And I didn't do it well. So I feel like I actually complained for like 2 weeks straight. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, it's a thing. And then I'm like, all right, if I can't change it, I got to change my mindset around it.
Yes.
But this year, I actually really was proactive before like holidays ended, like kind of like January, New Year. I kind of was like, all right, this might come up. How can I set myself up for success knowing this is actually a thing every year? Mm-hmm. So I actually did get, I like, you're always inspiring me. Get practical. Like, you know, if you can't change it, do like an action, do something to kind of move through it. So I cleared out our school supplies. I bought all new pencils and just kind of like made it fresh, did a really good clean out of all the old papers and kind of treated it like a beginning of the school year.
Yep.
I think sometimes with my kids being young, they get overwhelmed with like all the papers and stuff like that and even toys. So if we do kind of like a nice little clean out, it inspires them more to feel like they have room to think and more space. So I did it for myself, but also I kind of think that really did help them as we kind of went back into that routine.
Definitely. Oh my goodness. I think that's huge because I think in the fall, by the time we start to hit a slump, we're gearing up for holidays. So you don't hit that same place. But I think in the new year, it really helps whether you have homeschool classroom to organize and declutter or just the household. Like, let's not wait for spring to declutter. You can actually get in and start doing some projects to make your home just a more happy, livable space, especially for those of you who live where it's cold and you're inside a lot. Like, you want a space that you feel really good in, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, too, like having that mindset of, okay, I can't change the weather or the sun, but I can make it cozier. So even doing like for us, because we homeschool, having some of our subjects on the couch under warm blankets and being like, okay, I'm going to lean into the fact that I live in the Northeast right now.
Yes.
And so kind of doing it.
for the homeschoolers out there, because your kids are a little bit younger, talk about some of the ways you have told me that you may switch things up a little bit in seasons like that, whether it is February or another time, some of the things you do to kind of simplify or switch it up.
Yeah. So, I mean, I always kind of stick to like the three R's they say, like reading, writing, arithmetic. So as long as we have those bases done, I kind of feel like, okay, we'll touch on those. But then even I planned in, as I was planning my curriculum for this year, planning in like a unit study for February. So I could kind of maybe break it up and do something more specific to my kids' interests. But I guess what I would ask you, again, having homeschool four boys, is that enough? Like when you kind of like have to scale back a little to maybe stick to the basics and maybe play around with maybe more baking or board games or field trips, like there's always that thing in the back of our head is like, I'm veering off routine. Is that going to mess us up?
Totally. Oh my goodness. I remember that because I grew up going to public school and then was homeschooling. It's been really hard for me to break free of that like mindset that every day has to look the same all year. But I would say absolutely. If you've got those three R's down, and depending on the age, you know, if they're real young, they don't even need those every day. But as they get into that later elementary and middle school, I'd say you cover those basics, have them read something, have them do or read aloud to them, do some math, do some writing, whether that's in a journal or whether that's a writing assignment. But then absolutely, it is fine, especially if it's just here and there, a couple different seasons of the year. I'd say switch it up, do something fun, do a unit study, take some field trips, take a week off just because you need it and want it. Give yourself that permission as homeschoolers. And even for those people who go to school, I'd say try to switch up your routine a little bit in the same way. I'd say maybe after school, come up with something fun you do in February, just do some new little hobby or adventure or sport as a family. Can make a big difference just having that switch up before you get to springtime when maybe you start to see the flowers and a little more sunshine. So yeah, do what you can in February. Absolutely. And I don't know, I'd say Valentine's Day, anything you can look to like find a holiday, make it a big deal. Why not? Right?
I love that. Yeah. I mean, the one thing that I feel like you always like your word is like reasonable. And I mean, you live it out, whatever aspect of your life where it's not like extremes. Yeah. And so for me, I'm like, there's always tempted to like change it all up, but really you're right. Those simple, like you always use the word reasonable. I'm like, those reasonable small tweaks do make a big difference. So yes. I love that.
Yes. And you and I talk all the time about mindset. I mean, literally it comes up probably just about every day. And I love that we get to choose our mindset. And I think that in this February slump that we can look at it as a slump and get bummed. And I mean, last year, I remember you kind of surprised me because you're generally a really positive person. And I was like, this is really getting to her. And then I realized like it is dark there. It is cold there. You love the sunshine. So, you know, no shame, but I was like, this is really bugging her.
I was being a toxic friend.
I was like, right? But I was feeling guilty because I'm over here in the sunshine going, well, so with that, I think mindset is huge. And I think that we have to realize whatever we're facing, we get to choose. We get to choose to say, I'm so sad. I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so this or that. Or to go, wait, let's count our blessings. Like, let's do a little trip back to November right now and think of all the things we're thankful for, all the things we have to look forward to. And so I think mindset is really big. And just recently, you and I have been chatting and you shared a verse with me that the Lord put on your heart. And I'm like, oh my goodness, if this does not apply to this conversation, will you just share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I feel like in the new year, I was just kind of praying, okay, God, like, where am I at? Like most of us do coming into January. I mean, we are always, they say, we're like cut from the same cloth. We like just going for things, staying busy. But one of the things God put on my heart is the word faithfulness. And within like 24 hours, a friend randomly sent me this scripture, and it was like literally just the scripture. And it was Psalm 37:3 in the ESV translation, which says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. And underneath it, she just wrote, befriend faithfulness. And I was like, how did you know God told me to be faithful? And I think, you know, motherhood, I mean, life in general, but motherhood, whether or not you homeschool your kids, is parenting is like a long-term investment. It's a long-term discipline. And really, we can't have discipline without being faithful. And I think so many times it's easier to distract ourselves with the new things and switching things all up and doing all the things when God's actually called us to kind of get back to basics and be faithful with the things that he's put in our hands. And so for me, it's even, I know going into this time of year, if I can remain faithful, it'll pass.
Absolutely. I couldn't love that anymore because I'm like, that's when we need to dig deep and go, what is my calling? Why am I here? Like, I go back to Proverbs 31 woman, and I love that she's clothed with strength and dignity. And that's a choice we make every day. Like, do I want to wallow in self-pity or get depressed and bummed? Or can I befriend? Like that whole thing, befriend. Like, I don't know why that verse has never popped out to me, but when you shared it, I like immediately sent it to my family thread. I'm like, boys, befriend faithfulness. And it actually brings me back to some conversations I had with my oldest son, Josiah, back when he was in high school. And I remember we were talking about some of the things, trends that were coming and going, and like trying to just kind of navigate identity and the social world and all the things that teenagers have to walk through. And we had this phrase we were using for a while. I don't remember if we were going to do something with it, but we were like, change the world by standing still. And I think the idea was, while everybody else is changing or the world's going crazy, just stick your stake in the ground on God's word and say, I'm going to stand here and watch what happens over time. That you won't find immediate gratification there. No one's going to run to you and say, wow, what makes you who you are? But years later, people will circle back and say, you're still walking that same path. Wow. And I think that's all about befriending faithfulness. So I think as moms, wow, if we can befriend faithfulness, if we can choose to just keep doing the things that God's put in front of us in the mundane days, in the exciting days, and everything in between, wow, we're going to look back and be so glad we did, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think, too, part of that befriending faithfulness is also knowing your priorities. Mm. So like, you know, I mean, you talk about that all the time too, with like the purpose of like, what is our priority with parenting and mm-hmm. what are we trying to instill in our kids? And so I feel like sometimes when we get blah, we can focus on all the things, but really the heart of the matter is befriending faithfulness and also keeping those priorities in check.
Yes. Yes. And for anyone, I'm just thinking now, anyone who made some New Year's goals, maybe in the health and fitness area, February is usually when those all go away. Everyone kind of quits. Yeah. So maybe February is a month where you can say, you know what, I'm going to re-up my game. I'm going to like hold steady to the things that I committed to. I know for me, sleep right now, as we record, it's still January. And so, well, this will come out later in January, but I'm all excited. So my nightly routine is dialed in and I'm like being so consistent, but by February, it's going to be easy for me to just forget it all. So we need accountability. Sometimes we need a friend to remind us of the things we've committed to. But I think that that faithfulness goes across the board. Are you dating your husband? Are you doing the things that you know are your priorities and your values? And then just be faithful. Keep doing them, right?
Yeah. And on that note too, I know, I mean, you wrote a great blog post series a while back, but I know it holds true today of what moms need most. So I think sometimes in this season, like, and again, it's not all like the self-care of like, we need to be thinking about ourselves and trying to make ourselves feel better. Cause I know part of feeling better is getting outside of ourselves, but can you talk about just like a little bit about what you would say to a mom right now?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I love that. And I'm glad you remember that. It's been a couple of years, but some of those blog posts, I just love to pull back out. So I'll link to that in show notes, but I think we need to communicate with our family really well because we are good at pouring out to others. But then once we hit burnout or, you know, maybe it's February, maybe it's some other time of the year, then it's easy for us to get into an unhealthy place. And then we turn to self-care, which oftentimes, according to the world, self-care is very selfish. It's very temporal. It's things that might feel good for a moment, but aren't lasting. And so I think it's really important for us to take care of ourselves and communicate with our families the things that we need most so that we can continue to serve them and stay healthy and not burn out. So yeah, I'll link to that. Some of that post was fun, silly stuff, but also I think that we do need to get enough rest. We do need fellowship with other women. And sometimes that's really hard when your kids are young and you feel like, how do I even get out of the house? Well, maybe that just means virtually. Maybe it's Leanne and I use Voxer every day to communicate. So maybe it's virtual, but hopefully you can connect, get in a Bible study, get in some women's ministry. Doing the things that fill your cup so that you can serve others is a whole different kind of self-care than what the world suggests. So yeah, I'll definitely link to that in show notes. And I'll also share some scriptures I love. Galatians 6:9 just always comes up. Do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season you will reap a harvest if you don't give up. And I think that's huge in parenting. I think that's huge for us as women and in that faithfulness journey. just to realize that sometimes it takes time. And sometimes our faithfulness, we won't see the result for a long time, but it's going to be there in all the different areas if we're faithful. Hey friends, well, since I have been talking about diveintomath.com for math and science curriculum for homeschoolers, I have heard from so many of you who have taken the leap and started using Dive curriculum and your kids love it. I am so excited to hear that because my boys have also loved Dive for both math and science through the AP level. Now, if you haven't chosen a homeschool curriculum yet for math or science, or you're ready to switch it up, I encourage you to check out what our friend Dr. Shorman has to offer over at diveintomath.com. Dr. Shorman offers a biblical and historical foundation for both math and science, and he teaches the why of learning math, which makes a world of difference. Shorman Math is self-paced with state-of-the-art e-learning systems featuring expert video instruction, interactive assignments with auto-grading and grade recording, video solutions, and Q&A support with Dr. Shorman. My boys loved that they learned everything they needed without extra fluff, and they liked the 4 days school weeks as well. So head over to diveintomath.com, check out everything they have to offer. As we start off the year, I know so many of us have great intentions for our family, and yet it's easy to feel overwhelmed by our family's schedules, or we might finish the week wishing we had been more intentional with our family time, right? Well, I know that managing a family is rewarding, but it's also hard work. So if you're ready to transform your family time and make meaningful connections every week, I'm excited to introduce you to Christian Parenting's Digital Family Meeting Guide. Every week, your family will gather to plan the week ahead, talk about the highs and lows of the week, and focus your hearts on the Lord. With 52 weekly guides and 12 monthly planning sheets, this resource makes it simple to organize your family life and deepen your relationships with each other and the Lord. The Family Meeting Guide includes weekly guides with Bible verses, family check-ins, and even a kids' choice section to keep things fun, monthly planning sheets to track goals, prayers, and appointments so everyone's on the same page. And don't worry, you'll receive everything in your inbox ready to print or pull up on your phone. Life gets busy, but staying connected doesn't have to be complicated. The Christian Parenting Family Meeting Guide helps you stay organized, grow closer, and focus on what matters most. Because you are a listener of this podcast, you can grab yours now for just $5. You guys, that is a bargain. Make this the year your family grows in faith and connection. Head over to cpgive.org, and for $5, you can get Christian Parenting's Family Meeting Guide. I know you're going to love it. Again, head over to cpgive.org today.
That's so good. And I know you being ahead of me, and you're always reminding me these years are so special. Is there any like advice that you would give to moms or in our season or younger that's reminding them of their influence right now? Mm-hmm. And now looking back and knowing how fast it goes, totally. What would you say to encourage a mom right now?
Yeah. To the moms, especially with little ones in that season, I guess maybe first thing is it's okay if it's hard. Like there's no shame in saying this is really rough and I'm not loving every day. I think that's okay. I think that's where faithfulness comes in. If you can look at yourself almost like pull out, zoom out and see yourself from outside of yourself and go, wow, look what I'm doing. I'm nurturing little lives. I'm encouraging, I'm training, I'm disciplining, I'm loving these little lives. And that is the most valuable thing you could ever do. So I think it's important to realize even on the not fun days or not fun seasons or the February slumps, everything you do is so valuable. And I did some stories on New Year's, but I need to put them maybe in a highlight or something because they were super heartfelt. But the story is I drove my two oldest sons to the airport really early in the morning on New Year's Eve, which, by the way, I don't recommend. When you know you're going to have a late night and then you want to get up at 5 or be out the door by 5 a.m. to take boys to the airport, it is a recipe for a very emotional drive home. So I dropped my two big boys off and then I drove home from the airport and I was just a wreck in a really beautiful way. I just kind of gave myself permission that morning to reflect and to cry and pray and worship. And the whole drive home, which is an hour, I just was like having this mom moment of just probably exhaustion and emotion. And then I took this detour and I went through the area we lived when the boys were little. And we had three different homes. When we first moved here 23 years ago, we rented. And then we had two different homes before we came out to the North Shore 13 years ago. And I drove to each of those homes and I parked in front of them. And I just gave myself permission to just have the memories, to see those boys running up to the doorstep or what they were doing in their little bedrooms. And I just wept and prayed and thanked God for every memory and thanked him for his mercy and his grace for all the times he protected them and us. And I went by the playground we used to play. I mean, it was just a total, anyone with kids, I think, would understand. It was such a mom moment, but it was beautiful. But at the end of that, I came home and I messaged you on the drive home. And I was like, just enjoy those kids because really, these are the days, even the mundane days, these are the days you're going to look back and just wish you could see their little faces. You could hold them in your lap. You could, you know, just enjoy them as little ones again. And so I know all the grandmas out there say, blink and they'll be grown and enjoy it now. And you're like, oh, but it's so hard. But in that moment I had, I'll put it in a Instagram highlight and I'll try to link to that if I know how in show notes. But I kind of put that in my stories and shared that journey and shared my heart. And a lot of women did respond saying, oh, I needed this. Thank you. Yeah. Because it's easy to lose perspective. It's easy to get caught up in the daily stuff and go, no, this is not fun. But you will look back and be so glad for the days you invested in your kids. So there's your long answer.
Oh, I love it. One of the things that I appreciate about you is that, you know, I mean, you talk about it all the time. Like you can even raise teenagers who you enjoy. It's like you want it when you used to hear all the doom and gloom, like as kids get older, it gets harder, but I watch you really get to enjoy your adult sons and get sad when they leave. And so, I mean, I'm grateful that I have a friend ahead of me who's always showing me and you're speaking so positively. So for like, you know, the women that, or the moms or, you know, who are in a hard time and maybe they can get together with their community and kind of get, it can get kind of like negative to where everyone's just in the same season. They're having a really hard time. How can we be a better friend to another mom in a hard season during this time? Or, or what friends should we look for to, what kind of community should we have around us for these kinds of seasons?
Yeah.
Super. Like how can we keep that conversation positive? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think that's a great thing to ponder because sometimes we just are on autopilot and whoever is in our friend group, we just keep going. But yeah, I think that's a good thing to encourage is to really always slow down and say, are the people in my life helping point me in the direction I want to go or dragging me down? And I think the new year is a good time to reevaluate. And of course, I don't want anyone to like cut people out or, you know, cancel culture, but also let's be healthy. And I talk all the time about the influences in our kids' lives, but same for us as adults. We need to be careful that the people in our life are healthy friends. And sometimes we can be a good influence on them. But if you're like, I'm struggling, you might need more good influences in your own life. So I'd say be cautious about that, be aware of that. And then, you know, bring your positivity to the table. And if you find that they keep going back to the negative place, maybe it's time to pray and ask God to lead you to some new friendships. And I know for you and I, we're so grateful because what are we, 15 years apart? Is that what I figured? Yeah. And yet I feel, you know, as close to you, if not closer than most of my friends my own age. And I love that because you bring something to the table for me. And I know you tell me that I'm like a mentor to you. So I encourage women to consider maybe there's somebody older than you or younger than you that would be really healthy for you in this season. Just keep an open mind to who the Lord has for you.
I love that. I'm like, it is like the best friendship hack. I mean, it helps with perspective so much. Mm. But on that note too, do you have like a little call to action or something? Like, let's say, I mean, right now it's cold, it's dark.
Yes. Yes. Let's do this. So, I mean, I'd say right now, don't start with too much. Think of one small change you can make this week. One thing, get something on the calendar. Gather the kids, get with your husband and say, Saturday, we're going to pack up and take a day trip somewhere. Or if your husband's busy working like mine was when my kids were little, you and the kids can do this, right? Or start saving, have the kids do some extra chores, start saving for some special outing you can do maybe next month, but get something on the calendar, have something to look forward to, and or shift something in your daily routine, but just choose something to do different. and stay faithful. I mean, memorizing scripture is one of my favorite things in this new year. I'm really working on it. So consider memorizing that Psalm 37:3, right?
Yep, Psalm 37:3, yeah.
Yeah, befriend faithfulness. Teach that one to your kids too. And yeah, so I think that's my tip I would leave you with. And maybe on this topic, I'll just pray for everyone before we close.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this new year. Thank you for all the good you're doing. And yet, thank you that you're a God we can come to honestly and say, sometimes life just gets really hard or boring or mundane. And sometimes we need energy. So I pray for everyone listening that you would just fill them with your Holy Spirit, that you would renew their vision, that you would remind them of their calling, that you would inspire them, help them to find good friends and good influences that might cheer their hearts when they need it. I pray that you would just give them creative, practical, reasonable ideas for how they might approach February and March, April, May, and the rest of the year. So God, you are good all the time. We love you and we just thank you. And I pray blessings on everyone listening in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. So much fun. And I can't wait to chat with you through the month of February and hear a totally different story from last year.
Me too.
It'll be good. I'm sure we'll have you back on. Thanks for joining us today.
Bye.
See ya. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that conversation and found some practical help as well. And you can find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/February-slump. All right. February, you have to spell it all out, -slump. And of course, you can always go to monicaswanson.com/podcast and you'll find all the archives there. I'm going to pack some good notes in though. So be sure to go over, visit there. And again, February is going to be super fun, love and marriage all month long. So come back, spread the news to your friends. And I think we're going to have a really great time here on the podcast. So thanks so much for being here. God bless you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time. Aloha.